Phone Boy Speaks, episode 301, Friction. A general concept has been sort of floating around my head for the last several days, and it's actually a fairly simple concept, but it has a lot of, when you sort of deconstruct it, it's actually, it's still pretty simple, actually. And it's the concept of friction, right? And getting people to do certain things, it's comes down to friction as to why they don't do certain activities. So for example, right, I remember as a kid that I remember thinking about recycling and going, well, why don't people recycle? And it occurred to me that, well, it's because it's actually a pain in the butt, right? You had to collect all the recycling, then you had to go take it somewhere, and then you'd get maybe like $1.50 or something for all the cans or whatever. So it wasn't something that people did until it became part of the garbage collection, right? So now what does that do? Well, it reduces the friction of actually recycling because, well, you got to take out your trash every week anyway, so why not also take out your recycling? And so once it became something that was part of the regular trash service, then people started doing it. Or, you know, when there's cans, you know, they make it easy to recycle, then people start doing it because, well, you know, there's no reason not to. You've eliminated most of the friction for doing that. And likewise, people don't adopt certain behaviors because it, well, increases friction. Like, for example, you could easily, people could easily have stronger passwords or do certain, you know, do behaviors that are, you know, that are much more secure than using the word password or whatever, right? Or any number of other phrases. And the reason why people don't do it is because for most people, the process of logging into a website already has too much friction, and you're now increasing the friction beyond the point where they would want to do it. So they don't think of it in terms of, you know, okay, it'll be more secure to do this other thing that's a little more complex. People think about it as in terms of how easy it is, which is, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, even though you can easily bypass Apple's fingerprint scanner on the iPhone 5S, it's still better than what most people do, which is don't have a password on your phone or passcode. So it's not a panacea. You still have to type it in sometimes. But for most people, right, doing something, you know, something that increases your security, even though it's not perfect, it's better than doing nothing, right, or just doing what you were doing before, which was, you know, not having a passcode. So, and this, again, you could take this concept of friction and think about, you know, how easy or how difficult is it? Does, you know, by making this behavior change, how hard or easy is it going to be? You know, another example of this is, you know, despite that, I saw a post by Benedict Evans on Twitter saying that, you know, in the UK, pretty much everything on the BBC is available online for, you know, for free. Of course, you have to pay your television tax or whatever. And likewise, you can get phones SIM free in the UK. But the reality is, in either case, most people don't bother, right? The number, you know, there's still a fraction of people that watch it online, and a fraction of people either buy a SIM-free, you know, unlocked GSM phone or unlock it after the fact. I mean, I asked him that clarifying question about how he measured, people buying or doing unlocking their devices, and he said he got, you know, both people doing SIM-free and unlocking it after the fact. So. And the reason why is because it's easier to just say, okay, you know, I can pay a little bit more, or, you know, actually I get a discount. So why wouldn't I do it this way? It seems much more painful, you know, much more expensive. And you know, likewise in the US, right? It's it's actually much more difficult because if you buy an unlocked phone, well, you can only use it on T-Mobile or AT&T. So unless you happen to know that, that's fine. But then likewise, right? Streaming content online. I mean, you know, let's ignore the fact that not everything's available. But for most people, it's too complex, right? Compared to turning on the television and boom, there it is, right? Ironically, that, you know, the freedom that you get from being able to stream it from anywhere is far too complicated for most people. It actually increases friction. People, you know, my wife's a great example. She just wants to turn on the TV and have stuff on. She doesn't want to have to think about where it is, or, you know, is it on Netflix or is it on Hulu or whatever, right? She just wants to turn on the TV and have something there. So that just when you think about why something that seems like such a good idea isn't being widely adopted or isn't happening, think about friction. Think about how difficult it is, right, for somebody who, you know, who would do this versus the alternative. And again, this is, you know, this is why, you know, we don't have, you know, we can't stream every program on, you know, legally on the internet. This is why, you know, we don't have unlocked phones. This is why, you know, a lot of things, right? We have, you know, we the technical or the tech douchebags don't think about the friction that these things create for normal people. And that's, you know, one, if you can do something that reduces friction, then by all means, that's going to be the thing that wins. And, you know, so just think about that as you're as you're running across things and you're wondering why most people don't do something that you know, something that's really cool. And that just think about that, the concept of friction. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.